Hi, I'm Tom, and I started an agency. I also started a podcast listened to by literally tens of people. This is actually season four, which is pretty cool. I thought it was season three when I was planning, but there you go, season four. And it's been about a year since we last recorded. So I think it came out in June, but recorded it in May, something like that. So it is almost a year. So some things have changed. As you'd imagine, we've got the same office, which is a first in Little Mesters. We've done about four office moves. So we're still in the same office, still in the same space. It's slightly more kitted out. We've got some more stuff. The team is essentially the same. There's been one sort of alteration, but it's kind of like for like in terms of roles. And yeah, we've kind of not scrambled through. We've had a decent 12 months. We've not potentially grown to the level that we'd have liked. But you know, when you take into account the nature of lockdowns and the world and cost of living crisis and all the various things that are going on, I think we've done pretty well. I guess more specifically, since the last one, we've launched a new website, and that kind of came off the back of some client feedback from the type of work we were winning, the type of work that was going well for us, basically meant that we slightly shifted the way that we talk about ourselves to being sort of far more social media focused, to the extent where it is now almost 100% of our work, whereas probably this time last year, I would say we were still doing some smaller website projects. We were still picking up some small SEO-ish type work. We somehow managed to end up doing a print ad, which, if that particular client is listening, sorry, that didn't go very well. Being more than honest about that, I'm not actually too sure how we ended up doing it, but there we go. But yeah, some classic sort of like learn by doing, and the mistakes that people tell you you'll make, you do make. And as long as you learn from them, which I think is what we've done. So we're now the social media storytellers, which is our vibe. And that has in truth led to us doing better work that I think me and the team, we're all happier doing. And by nature, yeah, the quality of work has gone up and the creativity has gone up. And I think the sort of buzz in the office is up because people feel very comfortable talking about what they do to clients, whereas before there was a couple of scenarios where we all felt a bit like we were learning as we do. We are probably doing more content creation than ever before, which is good, which is kind of where we're aiming. I thought we'd be 50-50 between paid social and organic social. For whatever reason, not on purpose, it hasn't transpired that way. We're doing a heck of a lot of content support, really. So it's not just content planning, you know, it's the sort of, I guess, an interesting thing, if it's of interest to some people, is that a lot of the work that we've either got or getting is like support on social media. So if we take TikTok, for example, we get a lot of inquiries from people that feel or know they should be in that space or producing that kind of content. They're comfortable producing sort of day-to-day stuff, but they want some help and some resource to produce, yeah, I guess, the next level up. So that's been pretty interesting. It's meant that we've got to do some more fun stuff. There's definitely some hesitance in the market in terms of marketing budgets and confidence, and there's been definitely less contact and briefs overall. There's been work coming in, but not to the volume it probably was when we first started. I hope that changes, but I understand why, you know, sort of marketing spend is often the first thing I think that drops off a lot of businesses' priorities, sadly. TikTok has been the one thing that's kind of like sustained inquiries recently, and paid social has taken a bit of a hit. I think that's nature of the market with changes in privacy settings and tracking, and a lot of our sort of clients and customers will be not the bigger spenders. So the market has changed to being one that really benefits people with big ad budgets now, because they can kind of ride the crest of a wave and they're the sheer amount they can spend will get them the return. Whereas your smaller sort of clients with, you know, we're talking 500 to a grand or two, you know, are struggling to push through, which is, again, a bit of a shame and a bit of an, I'd like to say, unintended consequence of a push for more sort of, less tracking, really. So that, yeah, it's led to a bit of a weird market where, sadly, it's not as easy to scale and grow from a small starting base. So recently we've also started to support Content Club. Sheffield Content Club is an event for anyone involved in content, not just content makers in the city of Sheffield, and beyond, to be fair, if you want to travel in and come. Once a month, it's 2 10-minute talks, some open sort of networking. Everyone hates that word, but it's nice. We've just had one, like, it's a couple of days before this recording. It went really well. Two great talks. There's an online, the Twitter account is probably the most active. All the recordings will be on YouTube. We do live streams. So we just wanted to, the start of the year, which I'll go on to in other episodes, we planned in some marketing budget and things we wanted to support. And one of the things we felt we could have a big impact on was some events. So we are sponsoring it to a certain degree with money, but, you know, it's me and some of the team are helping to produce content and host the events and do lots of physical work. So we are quite heavily involved in it beyond just money behind a bar or however sponsorship would normally sort of take hold. So that's been quite exciting. And hopefully we can do more of them. It's meant to be monthly, so we'll keep pushing that on. And hopefully get involved in some more events. So Sheffield Digital Festival, we're sort of perusing the idea of hosting an event for. So one other thing we brought in this year is a new approach to charity work. Last year we donated, albeit a small amount of cash, to charities, and I kind of wanted to try and make a bigger impact, and in the absence of having huge piles of cash to do that, it dawned on me the best way to do it was probably to donate our time as a team and our expertise. And as luck would have it, a charity in Sheffield called Flourish got in touch, I think late last year or early this year, looking for social media training. And whilst we don't naturally offer that, it's not something we're sort of like prepared for, I was looking for this charity partner and it was just great timing. And then I got in contact with Robin, who's the lady that sent the email, and we got chatting and I told her about my plans. And thankfully they sort of accepted, and it seemed something that'd be really useful for them. I've been to their office and met them and seen what they do. And again, check them out. They do an awful lot of stuff in typical charity fashion, an awful lot of stuff on a sort of skeleton team. And yeah, well, for the next sort of year, we're going to be helping them out. So we'll be doing not all their content, but sort of we've moved them to a content planner, and we've done a brand kit and templates, and establishing a sort of consistency of brand and structure, trying to bring them up a level in order to encourage attendance at the events they run, increase donations. I do think that a increased social presence will help them with sort of like grant applications, and yeah, hopefully we can just have as big an impact as possible for them just by lending our time. We will be doing some training sessions as well. And we only really got started in sort of March, April properly. So we're in the sort of very starts of it now. So I'm starting to post in a different way. So yeah, that's exciting. And yeah, I think that's kind of what we've been up to. Same office, basically same team, renewed proposition of social media focus, lots of great content creation, lots of TikTok talk and trends and viral videos and sounds stuck in your head because of that app. And yeah, just pushing on really, hoping for a kind of a strong end to 2022. So that should give you a good idea of what's been happening over the last 12 months or so. In the next episode, we'll be looking at the balancing act that I do, or people do, between being an owner, a dad and a partner, and all the various things or versions of those things in your life outside just of work.